Hi guys, I'm back with day three in the 10-day countdown that I did a couple years ago leading up to the anniversary of Caden's death. And today is titled, Healing is Real. As soon as my eyes opened, confusion descended. It was Easter morning 3 years ago. Where was I? It took a good 3 seconds for my brain to start firing the horrors of the night before. The realization that Caden was in a morgue this morning slammed into my chest like a hammer on an anvil. My heart was flattened beneath the two and drained of blood. My mind twisted with pain as last night came flooding back in all of its horror. Horrible images of Caden tattooed on the back of my eyelids. The police, the medical examiner, the stretcher too short for his long legs. The horror. The sheer horror. The conversation that I had with my children the night before brought renewed pounding on the anvil. Strike. Tears. Strike. Collapse. Strike. He's gone. Strike. Not again. Strike. Please, God, no. Strike. 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 Would I survive the refiner's beatings? I wasn't even sure anymore. I sat in my parents' driveway the night before, pleading to a God that I was at war with, pleading for the right words, pleading for direction, pleading for him to fill my mouth with the right words to tell little tiny people that their hero, oldest brother, was gone. Gone. Strike. Gone. Strike. Gone. Strike. Never to return. Strike again. My body would not stop swinging back and forth between feeling like I was being electrocuted to feeling like all my body systems had shut down and only a terrifying nothing was left. Like a ghost town with tumbleweeds rolling across a dirt street and a squeaky door moving back and forth with the wind. Only the ghost town was now inside of me. My soul was a ghost town, a town haunted by the ghost of husband, son, and the girl that I once was. The conversation to tell my children he was gone loomed large, and I held off as long as I could stand. I knew it would come out of my mouth and that it would alter the course of their very lives, that something would break in them like something had broken within me. Those words being said to them for the second time, as good as daggers and bullets. Wounding words, wounds that would tear open their soul's flesh, words that would injure so deeply that they may never recover. These weapon words would not just injure, they would re-injure. They would rip open wounds that had begun to heal, wounds we had spent 3 years tending to, wounds from the death of a dad, wounds that most children never once wear, let alone twice. Wounds that had been making progress, wounds that were healing, except for Caden. Caden's wounds had not been healing. Caden's wounds had become infected. Caden's wounds had deepened, the infection poisoning his mind and his heart. I sat at the end of my parents' bed in my parents' home as I fled the horror of my own home that night. My heart was pounding out of my chest as I scanned the 6 wide-eyed, frightened faces of my most prized treasures on earth. No longer 7 children. We were down 1 more family member. We were once a family of 9, then 8, then 7. Now there were 6 children and 1 mom. It was appalling to me that families shrinking by early death was allowed in this world. 6 sets of eyes looked to me. 6 sets of eyes that had been gathered like this before in this very same house with the very same look in their mother's eye. It was a split second. But I understood how perfectly Jesus Christ loves us. It all made sense to me. I would have given my very life where I stood without a moment's hesitation to spare those children what I was about to tell them. To save them from that pain, I would have laid down my life over and over and over again. But the real sacrifice made for them was not going to be laying down my life. It was going to be to live my life. It was going to be to walk this road, feeling everything grief saw fit to inflict upon me. That was the sacrifice I was going to have to make, to find a way to live without my child and still give the rest of my children everything they deserved. I tried to begin again, This time words started coming. I don't remember what was said exactly, but I do remember that the Lord made good on my prayer and words came out that were some sort of explanation. Caden was sick. Caden had big feelings that he kept hidden in his heart. He didn't know how to let them out. Those feelings were really heavy for him and they didn't feel good. After a long time of keeping them in a tight little box that he never opened, those feelings started to become poison and leak out of his mind and his heart. That poison made him very sick and he died. Their faces actually crumpled. It's a real thing to watch trauma with a capital T get etched into heart flesh in front of your very eyes. It's enough to wipe out an entire civilization in your soul, especially if it's a child. The tears, the questions, the sorrow. 9-year-old Nate Street jumped off the bed and out the front door into the night with same aunt or uncle running after him. I wanted to run away too. I wanted to disappear into the night too. Looking over what was left of my family was like assessing carnage after a plane crash, all while being in shock still yourself. This family of mine had been wrecked in a way that I wasn't sure we would ever recover from. Life would never be the same, not one single part of it. All I could do was spend the next few years administering to wounds and injuries that were a result of a fiery crash that burned our souls and made ashes of our hearts. The day turned to night, and the sun kept rising and setting, and somehow we survived. I don't even know how. If someone were to offer me $10 million to go back to that day and relive the past years, I wouldn't do it. No amount of money exists to tempt me to go back into that carnage. My lesson to be shared is this: healing is possible, healing is real, and healing is yours to find. I heard a woman once say that before her daughter died, the world was yellow. Then after her daughter's death, it was blue. The entire color of the world shifted, and she missed yellow immensely and just wanted it to come back. She realized that she could never go back to yellow. Blue was there to stay, but that she could integrate the two colors to make green. Now life was green, a new color, a color she would have never seen unless she had moved to blue and then mixed the two. I love that. Healing is like that. If you think healing is only for other people's trauma, you're wrong. If you think your stuff is too big and bad to heal from, you're wrong. If you think you don't deserve healing, you're dead wrong. If you think you don't have what it takes to heal, you're wrong. If you think that healing means what happened to you is now forgotten, you're wrong. If you think that healing means that what happened to you is okay, you're also wrong. If you think healing brings wild liberation, you'd be right. If you think healing is available for all the things, for all the people, you are right. If you think healing requires bravery, you are so right. If you think healing takes time, you're right. And if you think healing is worth the pain required to do so, you would be so right. My worst nightmares came true, twice. Losing a spouse or losing a child had been the worst thing I could conceive 10 years ago. Then one actually happened, and then the other actually happened. I was the living representation of my worst nightmares. I was a walking manifestation of my greatest fears come to fruition. It used to be that I would awake from nightmares and breathe a sigh of relief to realize it was just a dream. Now I'm living that upside down. Sleep is where I escape the nightmare. The nightmare is when I'm awake. But guess what? I'm healing. My children are healing. You can come back from whatever nightmare came true for you. It's not an emotional death sentence. It is survivable. It is overcomable. I would never have believed my wounds would ever close that day my husband of 15 years and 7 children was found dead. I never would have believed that the day that I sobbed on the hardened chest of my dead son in a casket, that I would ever be okay again. I would have bet my life that these things were unhealable, that some things were just too big, that the cracks made in the soul were too wide to come back together. But I was wrong. If you think healing is impossible for your hurts, then you're wrong too. Time does not heal all wounds, but time and effort do. Caden's loss will never be fully healed. That full restoration of my mother heart will only happen under the hand of the great healer. I can get close, though. Writing these posts are horribly exposing. I'm a private person by nature. This is radically against my grain to share such personal things. But healing is the very reason I do it. I remove emotional layers of clothing in these posts to expose my scars. I'm covered in them. In my heart, I have stood before firing squads. I have been burned, cut, beaten, and bruised. There are many who have endured much worse than that, even still. But living proof of healing is the reason I do this. If I show my scars with my head held high, honoring the battles that created them, if I do not hide them in shame or scramble to keep them covered because they are unsightly, then maybe, just maybe, someone else will have the tiniest bit of hope restored that maybe healing is possible for them as well. I have scars plenty, but they are all in various stages of healing. Healing is real. It's powerful. It's possible. It's a loving Heavenly Father's gift to His children, this ability to restore what was broken. I have come to think the most beautiful souls that exist are those who carry scars. Scars are beautiful. They are each a tattoo of growth, of learning, proof that we're surviving something. Scars belong to warriors. Warriors of survival and healing is what we are all capable of. You have what it takes to heal, I promise. Hold your head high. Your scars are nothing to be ashamed of. They are badges of courage and medals of bravery etched into skin. I'm grateful for the resiliency of my emotional skin. They weren't always scars. They were wounds. But with time and effort, some are scars and some are becoming scars. You can do this. Change your wounds to scars. I testify in the power of healing with all that I am. Being a walking nightmare is transition to walking proof of healing. Walk with me. Warrior with me. Heal with me. Wounds to scars. Wounds to scars. You wanted my potato cheese soup and homemade rolls on your birthday every year, and it brought you so much joy. You were a joy to cook for because you loved food so much and were always so incredibly grateful. I'm sad your wounds never became scars, that you didn't think healing was possible for you. I take comfort in the fact that you now know what healing feels like. Wildly miss you, Caden. So keep grieving like a badass, because I see you, I stand with you,